Coming up on episode number 530, it's an all-request night, and some of the things that you've asked me to play include covers of Tommy Rowe, The Cranberries, and The Rolling Stones. We'll also have a double shot of Musically Challenged at the end, and Tina will be with us for that one. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night, December 2nd, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Also, really quickly, want to send out a big thank you to all of you, the listeners. Thanks to you again. We have been included in the iTunes list of the best podcasts of the year. So if you go to iTunes 2008 podcasts, you'll see Coverville there among the This American Life and NPR and Grammar Girl, Car Talk. I mean, it's some pretty impressive company that we're keeping there, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys listen, the fact that you guys tell your friends about the show, all that stuff that helps me get into these lists every year. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we'll have something up on the blog to celebrate that event. But in any case, you didn't come here to listen to that. You came here to listen to your request. And we're going to start off with one that was suggested by Jordy in Amsterdam. Played it about 300 episodes ago, so I guess it's about time to bring this one out again. It's a cover of the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction, performed by Cat Power.
Oh, g'day, Brian. This is Stephen from La Mirada, California, originally from Auckland, New Zealand. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is it's November 21. It happens to be my wedding anniversary. I'm sharing with my beloved Teresa, 10 years. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, one of the gifts I gave her was the DVD collection, the 3-DVD set that contains the 500 episodes. Teresa did put me onto the show, and it's something we both enjoy and certainly play at our work as well. Anyway, so I just wanted to give a dedication to my dear Teresa, my wife. I know she likes Susie and the Banshees' Dazzle. I know she likes the Beatles' Dear Prudence. I know Susie and the Banshees did a cover of Dear Prudence. But anyway, anything that, I don't know, encapsulates deep and unconditional love. Anyway, thank you, Brian. Love the show, and I will continue to listen. We both will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This Wheel's on Fire by Susie and the Banshees from their 1987 Twice Upon a Time, the singles release, a cover of a song written by Bob Dylan and Rick Danko of the band, and performed by Bob Dylan. Okay, so this is going out to Stephen and Teresa in La Mirada, California. I realize, yeah, I did play the Dear Prudence track in the Beatles Thanksgiving double shot cover story last week, but I forgot to include that little audio clip dedicating it to his wife, and I thought, well, it just wouldn't be the same if I didn't. So I'm playing another Susie and the Banshees track, another Susie and the Banshees cover, this time a cover of Bob Dylan. Hopefully that dedication gets through. And of course, whichever song you want, I think the Dear Prudence one might be the little more romantic of the two for you to dedicate, Stephen. So that is going out to you. Before that, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by Cat Power from the 2000 release, The Covers Record, that was requested by Jordy in Amsterdam. And of course, it's a cover of the Rolling Stones. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, makers of fine products like the Audio Engine 2 bookshelf speakers, the Audio Engine 5 desktop speakers, and the Audio Engine W1, which is the wireless adapter. And I'm just pulling up my notes here. The let's talk about that last one there, the Audio Engine W1 premium wireless audio adapter. This is a pair of dongles, USB dongles, that you can use to transfer sound quite simply from here to over there. You can use it with the Audio Engine 2 speakers that have a USB port built into them, or you can use the plug, the USB plug that comes with them. You send the music or send the audio from your laptop. You can plug it into your laptop, plug it into your desktop. You can plug it into your Xbox, your PlayStation, whatever it is that you want to get sound out of, and send it over to wherever you want the sound to come out. Quite easy. And as a matter of fact, it is that easy. These things sync up beautifully, and there's no lag. You can actually use these to watch a movie from your laptop that you send the audio to your better sound system rather than the TV speakers, for example. Really cool. Check them out. Audio Engine USA is the website. Of course, you can also go to coverville.com and click on the link in the show notes, or visit coverville.com/audioengine, which will take you right to their site. And when you're ready to buy, use the Coverville coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, which will get you 10% off of your purchase for Coverville listeners only. And with the holiday season, of course, in full swing, this is a great opportunity to pick up a set of speakers or the wireless audio adapter for your loved ones or your friends or your boss, whoever you want to give it to. Audio Engine USA. All right, continuing on with a cover from a cover of the Cranberries. This one was originally on, I believe, that second or third Cranberries disc, and was a song that I wasn't as nuts about as some of their earlier stuff, the stuff on If Anyone Can Do It, Why Can't We, or whatever it was called. This is a cover of a song, Zombie, performed by Miser. This was a request by Manda, who used to see this band all the time when she lived in Dallas. I don't know where she lives now, so we'll say Manda from Dallas, because at one time she was Manda from Dallas. Requesting Zombie, performed by Miser from their 2006 album, Colors.
Guns. It's the same old game since 1916. In your head, in your head, they're still fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, in your head, they are dying. In your head, in your head, zombie, 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 yeah, yeah. What's in your head, in your head, zombie, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, Brian, this is TJ from Oklahoma, and I just wanted to let you know that after listening to the James Bond film story, I really liked it. And here's my request for a future James Bond cover story or cover request show, whichever comes first. Could you play Poets of the Falls, You Know My Name cover? You know, the one from the Casino Royale opening. Yeah, that would be great. Also, here's a show idea. Covers of TV show openers. I know that Richard Cheese just put out a album of them. So maybe you could do that. So thanks. Hope you play the song.
Take a life, do you know what you get? I'd die, you won't lie, what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me?
the merciless eyes I've deceived.
Going out to TJ in Oklahoma, that is You Know My Name, the theme to Casino Royale, originally performed by Chris Cornell, performed there by Poets of the Fall from the single of the same name, which came out this year. Great cover there. Reinvents the song for me, even though probably looking back, I'll bet it's a little bit closer to the original than I realized, but it really does reinvent that song for me. Nicely done. Before that, Zombie, performed by Miser from their 2006 album Colors, a cover of the Cranberries tune, in case you didn't get enough cranberries for Thanksgiving. That is going out to Manda, formerly from Dallas, currently from who knows where. All right, let me tell you about a few things going on right now. First off, the Black Friday sale is still in full swing. Yeah, I know Black Friday is long gone. However, the deals are continuing on the Coverville 500 store. If you go to coverville500.com, it's the site for the concert that took place in August of this year. Still have a lot of great merchandise, some great posters, some great t-shirts, poker chips. as well as the elusive red Coverville t-shirt, which looks a lot like a certain soft drinks logo. It's a parody. It's a parody protected by copyright. So it's the Coke logo, but it is a parody of such with the Coverville logo. Not related to Coverville 500, so if you're wanting some merchandise, but maybe you don't want something Coverville 500 related, then that is another option. And there are very few of those left. Larges are just about out on the Coverville red t-shirts, but you can also get that in small. Wow, that's almost out too. Medium and extra large. Plenty of medium and extra large. So if you check that out, go to Coverville500.com and visit the store to get those great deals. Everything is drastically reduced in price. I just want to get it out of here. All right. Also, Coverville Idol will be taking place a week from tonight. We're going to change it up and do something that I think everybody's really going to enjoy. Instead of having the on-air judges, and really I did try and get Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook to be part of this, but my emails to their managers and to them themselves had no reply, and they're probably out on tour. They're probably really busy, so who knows? Maybe we'll figure out a way to get a copy of the songs out to them anyway so they can enjoy them. Since we're not going to do those judges, and I apologize to Dan Klass because I wanted to have him as a judge, I think what we're going to do, plus the fact that I have 14 entries as of right now, and I think there might be one or two more coming down the pike, we're going to do a show just featuring all of the entries for Coverville Idol, all of the Squeeze songs that were submitted, some great ones. Oh my God, this has been easily the best Coverville Idol so far as quality and variety of the entries. So thank you so much for being a part of this. What I'm also going to do is put together a track-by-track download on the website where you can download each of the individual songs for Coverville Idol, as well as album cover for the Squeeze tribute album, which I'm tentatively calling Take Them, They're Yours, a Coverville tribute to Squeeze. So you'll have an album cover you can download, as well as all of the songs, and you can make your own Coverville tribute CD to Squeeze, kind of like what Stereo Gum did with the Bjork and REM tributes a while back. So look for that next week. And then finally, the Coverville Countdown is just now getting underway. If you go to Coverville.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the link for the Coverville Countdown. This will take you to the nominations page where you will nominate a song that you'd like to see make it into the countdown. I say you can nominate as many as you want, but maybe keep it to five or so, and try and lean more towards the independent artists who put out some amazing covers this year and last year and last few years. Think about those. Get your nominations in, and in a little over a week from Friday, the nominations are going to end. The voting is going to begin, and those will carry on for a week. The voting period will continue on for a week until the 19th. And then starting on the 21st, I will count down the top 40 covers as voted by you, the listener. And as part of that, we're also going to have some great giveaways, including an iPod Touch, thankfully, thanks to the MIDI podcast, Tom at the MIDI podcast, for his donations again this year to put together a great prize, an iPod Touch for the Coverville Song Scramble again this year. So that is all the stuff coming up, and that's quite a lot, and hope you will be here and be a part of all of it. Continuing with our final set of the night, this is a cover of Sweet Pea, originally by Tommy Rowe. This comes from a 1993 7-inch single by The Best Kissers in the World, and this was a request by J.R. in Valencia. I love this take on the song. I was always a big fan of Sweet Pea by Tommy Rowe, and I really like how it's updated and modernized and rocked out in this version by The Best Kissers in the World.
I saw this girl there and she was out of sight. After
Even on a Jet Plane, covered there by Sloppy Seconds for their first one of their first seven inches, as a matter of fact. The album that it comes from is called The First 7 Inches and Then Some, collecting all of those early single releases. The song was originally written by John Denver, but performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary, so I've got both of them listed in the original column. And that's going out to Dave from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Before that, you heard Sweet Pea by Best Kissers in the World, going out to JR in Valencia. You'll find that on the 7-inch single for Sweet Pea, which came out in 1993. Well, Tina is here in the Coverville studios for a double shot of Musically Challenged. How are you, Tina?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
All right. Anything you want to say before we jump right in?
No.
Well, okay. Wow. You're a woman of few words.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's start off with the Beatles Musically Challenged in honor of the Beatles Thanksgiving show. This is the one I wanted to put on the cover story last week, but Tina suggested I didn't because, you know, it's all about the music for that show.
It is.
All right. You win.
This is Coverville listener Carl in Swanton, Ohio. Hello, Brian, Tina, and all you Coverville listeners out there.
Hi, Carl.
This Musically Challenged, I'm calling, I Can Name That Beatle Tune in 2 seconds. Can
oh
you?
My.
I will play 2 seconds of 6 different Beatle tunes. I'll play the entire list 2 times, so you may want to let the first pass play in its entirety without pausing. Then you can pause through the second pass. Ready? Here we go with pass 1.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay.
Did you?
That was all 6.
Well, that's kind of hard. I mean, like, I know the tune, but I don't know the names of the songs.
Well, that's, you might be able to figure it out from just based on the lyrics. You know, let's go and listen to it through the second time because he's got it on here twice.
Okay.
Get them all? Here is pass 2.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. For the answers.
Whoops. Okay. So we won't get into the answers yet.
Okay. Right. I'm really of no help. So.
Do you not even have guesses on these? Do you want me to go one by one?
I don't really know that it's going to help me because I just can't think of the names of the songs.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Well, the ones I've got for the first one, And I Love Her. 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ticket to Ride. 3, I can't place. I mean, I recognize it, but I can't figure out what song it's part of. Same with 4, that dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I just can't pull that one out. 5 is Hey Bulldog, and 6 is Golden Slumbers.
That one that you just talked about, the dun,
yeah.
dun, dun,
yeah.
It almost reminds me of Imagine, but I don't know that that's it.
Well, plus that's not a Beatles song. That's a solo John Lennon song.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right, then.
Okay.
I'll play a little bit more of the intro and let the Fab Four sing you the answers. Here are the answers.
And I love her.
Okay, got 1.
She's got a ticket to ride.
And those are probably the 2 easiest ones right there.
Yeah.
Words of love you.
I still don't know that one. Oh, of course.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I should have gotten that one. I don't think they actually say Golden Slumbers in that last one.
Just in case you didn't hear the singing answers, they were And I Love Her, Ticket to Ride, Words of Love, Good Day Sunshine, Bulldog, and You Never Give Me Your Money.
Oh, is it? It's called You Never Give Me Your Money. See, I always thought that was Golden Slumbers, but I guess I've gotten my titles mixed up.
I think you do.
I think I do. Because that one leads into The Wait. Oh, yeah. Golden Slumbers is a different song. Okay. Never mind.
I hope you enjoyed this version of Musically Challenged. Brian, keep up the good work on Coverville. And Tina, I'm looking forward to hearing you on the next Musically Challenged. Until next time, peace and love from Carl in Swanton, Ohio.
Thank you, Carl. from Swanton. Great submission there for Musically Challenged. All right, you ready to go right into another one?
Let's go for it. Okay. We'll see if I can do a little better.
I think you'll have a better chance with this one. This one might be right up your alley.
Okay.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina. This is Dave from Peoria, Illinois, bringing you tonight's Musically Challenged, Backwards Broadway. Let's just get to the chase. Brian, I think you'll get probably about 4 of these, and Tina, I'll say 3. Just because, well, we never hear any musicals on Coverville, to be honest. So I think it's about time we had some. You'll need to identify the title of the song, as well as the musical that it's from. Bonus points at the end, if you can identify how these are all related. I'll give you an easy start with track number 1. Okay.
That was supposed to be easy?
That was the easy one.
Oh, my.
Huh. It sounded like it was from Phantom, but...
Yeah, it's not one I have seen.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, I could see something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what was the big song from Phantom?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, off to a rollicking start here, Dave.
Okay.
Let's see how we do with number 2.
That's pretty easy. Let's try number 2.
Oh, that's Grease.
Yep.
You're the one that I won.
Very good. Yep.
Got it.
Okay, so we got number 2 without a problem.
Yep.
Good. Number 3. Okay.
All right, you got that one, right?
No, I don't. It's really hard to...
I thought that would be an easy one. That's Tomorrow from Annie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's hard with that, you know, kind of the... Exactly. Holy cow.
All right.
Now that we're done with the easy ones, let's move on to number 4.
Okay. Well, I know the musical.
Almost sounds like the one Mamma Mia.
That's exactly it. And okay. Do you know the song?
No, I can't put that together.
I think that's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. I'll go with that.
You're going to have to.
Yes.
All right.
Number 5.
Okay. No idea.
Jeez.
Do you have any clue?
No. God, it does sound so familiar there. Familiar, though.
It didn't sound familiar for me. Huh.
Yeah, I can't place it. Okay.
Last chance to redeem yourselves with number 6.
Got it.
I don't know.
Okay, that one. That you just, you know, it's that's Tim Curry, without a doubt, doing from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was going to say that, but I...
And what's it called? Is that Dynamic Tension? It's Gimme 6 Days, Boy, I'll Make You a Man, or something like that. I think it's called Dynamic Tension, but I could have the title of that wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so how'd you do?
And what do they all have in common?
They're musicals.
Wow, nicely done.
Yeah,
no
thanks.
Flies on you. I think, I hope he's looking for the fact that they were all Broadway musicals that were turned into movies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You need a moment to check your answers. I will pause right here. Okay, good. Number 1. The song was Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera.
So partially correct.
Yeah.
Number 2.
And he said that would be the easy one.
I know.
You're the one that I want from Greece. Number three, Tomorrow from Annie. Number four, Money, Money, Money.
You know, just to cut in here, I saw some old footage of Sarah Silverman when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Singing one of the songs from Annie.
Wow.
She looks exactly the same, except longer hair.
Like from the movie?
From a local play that she was in.
Wow.
I mean, it's like Sarah Silverman at the age of 11 or 12 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what else? I want to correct what they all have in common.
Oh, yeah.
They're both... It's not that they were Broadway musicals turned into movies, because some were movies first that inspired Broadway. So it's...
Like what?
Well, Grease.
No, that was a...
Really?
Yeah, that was a play first.
Okay. Okay. Well, then never mind.
I'm pretty sure that was a play first. Hmm. Now you got me questioning whether or not I know that. All right.
Okay. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
From Mamma Mia.
All day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny.
Number five, What's the Buzz? From Jesus Christ Superstar.
Tell me what's happening, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
And number six, Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror
Picture Show. Sweet Transvestite, okay.
I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Well, that covers it for tonight's Backwards Broadway Musically Challenged. If you're still wondering about the thread tying these musicals together, they're all originally stage plays later adapted for film. This is Dave from Peoria saying thanks for playing, Brian. Thanks for playing, Tina. And thank you, listeners at home.
Okay, well then...
All right, you were correct.
Well, either that or we're both wrong. Either that or Dave and I are both mistaken. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Grease was a play before it was a movie.
All right.
The movie was just so iconic.
I know, that's true.
All right, well, Dave and Carl, thank you for submitting Musically Challenged segments. I had to pick a couple short ones because I want to try and get to in tonight's show. It worked out pretty well. If you want to send in a comment, a question, a correction, or a suggestion for a song, please email me at coverville@gmail.com, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call me on the request line, which is a recorded line. So you won't actually talk to me, you'll just talk to the recording. That number is 206-222-COVER. Of course, you can also visit coverville.com, which has forums and show notes that you can post your comments into, rousing discussions on all that stuff. So check out the forums and check out the show notes for this show and other shows at coverville.com. We will be back on Thursday night with a cover story edition of Coverville. I believe, looking at my notes here, it is the 20th anniversary of the passing away of Roy Orbison. So in honor of that, we are going to have a Roy Orbison cover story. So if you've got a suggestion for that, please let me know. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.